HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So this past Monday, Google said that it'll be investing $10 billion into India in what it calls the Google for India Digitization Fund. And by Wednesday, it seemed that about 45% of this fund is more like a Google for Geo fund, because Google will be investing about $4.5 billion of this fund into Geo Platforms Limited. The investment was announced at Jio's AGM and it is subject to regulatory clearances right now. But we've already seen the number of investments Jio has had over the past few months. So it's likely that this one will pass as well. And through the AGM, Jio's plan for the future seems to get a little clearer. Mukesh Ambani said that Google and Jio will be working closely to develop an affordable smartphone which works on an Android-based operating system. This sounds a lot like a smartphone version of the Jio phone. What did the Jio phone not have? It didn't have the Play Store because it ran on KaiOS. But with Google's support, Jio could get over this hump. And this smartphone is still aimed at first-time internet users, which means that just like it did with the Jio phone, Jio could bring first-time internet users onto a smartphone which is bundled in its services. If you think about it, Jio is the only telco in India that has done bundling effectively. Yes, Airtel and all have tried, but they don't own their own phones. They don't make their own phones. They tie up with somebody. For a first-time internet user who comes onto the internet through such a smartphone, they could see all the Jio apps bundled, and Jio currently has an app for pretty much every growing ecosystem. For example, they have Jio Mart for e-commerce, they have Jio TV for content streaming, they have Jio Savan for music streaming, and so on. Now, you and I might think, why will I use a Jio Savan if I can use a Spotify or an Apple Music? But that's not true for the first-time internet user. They do not yet know about Spotify. They do not know about Apple Music. And even though those might be better, if their first access is to JioMart and JioSaavn and so on, they will start off using that. And as long as the user experience there is close enough, they will actually get hooked onto it, which means that people remain in Jio's ecosystem. That's what Jio is doing with its set-top box as well. So the Jio TV Plus service will run through the Jio set-top box, which looks a lot like the Apple TV, works a lot like the Apple TV, and Jio is going to curate content from various content sources, which includes Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, Hotstar, and over 12 content sources. And apparently Jio is going to allow this with a single sign-on. Now, single sign-on is a very common way of keeping people in your ecosystem. It's the thing that Facebook does when it says, why don't you sign on to other services through Facebook? Or Google does the same. It gives you access to all the rich data that consumers are generating while they use apps. And by keeping people in their ecosystem, Jio is essentially getting over a hump that any new incumbent in the internet landscape faces today. When a Flipkart goes up against Amazon, Flipkart might have rich data on India and a lot of Indian users, but it does not have the global power that Amazon does. That gives Amazon a huge advantage. Now, India is already the second biggest smartphone market in the world, and a billion more people are expected to come onto the internet through India. So it'll eventually become the biggest smartphone market in the world. As a result, Jio starts off with a huge advantage, and when it goes to other countries, countries like Africa, which is also supposed to bring first-time internet users, Jio will have an advantage. Of course, Google and all share this advantage, which is why they're investing in Jio, but you see the whole ecosystem play happening here. Jio also said that they've developed a 5G stack which they want to sell to others as well, which means that from a telco point of view as well, they can start integrating into your internet life in a much more closely integrated manner. So all of this is essentially a way to build a global internet giant. And Jio is much better poised to do that because for at least a decade, you don't really make money out of this. You have to spend more than you earn. And with all the investments, Jio has over 1 lakh crore rupees of investment right now. It has the money to take in those losses.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.